going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to take a look at the documentary film Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon, featuring Tom Hanks, John Corbett, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Morgan Freeman, Scott Glenn, Colin Hanks, Tim Matheson, Matthew McConaughey, Paul Newman, Bill Paxton, Barry Pepper, Kevin Pollak, Gary Sinise, Peter Scolari, John Travolta, Donnie Wahlberg, and Rita Wilson. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. Like I said during the introduction, today we're going to take a look at a documentary film entitled Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon. Now, our film is a documentary feature, which includes historical NASA footage, as well as reenactments and computer-generated imagery, with Tom Hanks serving as the co-writer, co-producer, and narrator of the film, while all the other talent that I listed off basically does voiceovers, reading quotes of some of the astronomers. Now, as our movie opens, our narrator asks us if we'd like to go to the moon. We're then told about how it's the dream of many, but it's only been the reality of a few. During Christmas of 1968 to Hanukkah of 1972, 9 flying machines navigated between the Earth and the Moon, with only few details being remembered by our consciousness. We then see a bunch of children being asked the names of astronauts, what they ate, and even how they went to the bathroom, with only a couple of them even knowing the name Neil Armstrong. Our narrator then tells us about how the telescope opened up ways to observe the moon, and how even the media, things like Flash Gordon, The Reluctant Astronaut with Don Knotts, Star Trek, and Muppets from Space, helped to shape our image of space travel, and how there are even some people that believe that the moon landing was a hoax and never happened at all, that it was staged on a soundstage somewhere. We then learn that most astronauts were aviators and engineers who were given the chance to do something wonderful. They weren't much different from us, but they had the discipline to do the studying and the research needed to be able to pursue this as a career. We learn how each crew of men simulated and rehearsed for 2 years before their respective flights in order to prepare for any obstacle that they may encounter. We're taught about everything that went into creating a functional spacesuit. We then even learn about some of the experiments that were conducted on the moon's surface, including a laser-ranging retroreflector, super thermal ion detector, the neutron probe, and others, all being carried out by astronauts in clunky suits, carrying limited supplies of oxygen on their backs. Our narrator talks about how exploration on the surface of the moon is dangerous, as each step that leads to a new discovery could also lead to some kind of new unexpected danger or demise. And we're told that in the 299 hours of moon exploration time that was logged by the Apollo moon landing missions, never once were the emergency protocols needed. We are then introduced via photographs to the men that were parts of these missions. Apollo 11's Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Collins. Apollo 12's Pete Conrad, Richard Gordon, and Al Bean. Apollo 13's Jack Swigert, Fred Hayes, and Jim Lovell. Apollo 14's Ed Mitchell, Al Shepard, and Stuart Roosa. Apollo 15's Dave Scott, Al Warden, and Jim Irwin. Apollo 16's Ken Mattingly, Charles Duke, and John Young. And Apollo 17's Ron Evans, Gene Kernan, and Jack Schmidt. All men who set out on the voyage, fully knowing the risks involved. Men who should be celebrated as those who carried us all on our first steps away from home. There were many men who said that walking on the moon could not be done, but there are 12 men who can say that they did it. The Apollo lunar program came to an end in 1972, and we are told that the next great exploration of the moon is in the hands of the dreams of someone out there in the audience. Our narrator then questions that maybe that person is watching this right now. Maybe it's you, because there's so much more out there to explore. Our movie ends with a quote on the screen from the famed philosopher Socrates that says, "Man must rise above the earth to the top of the atmosphere and beyond, for only then will he fully understand the world in which he lives." This was a cool little documentary that Tom Hanks put together. It only ran about 40 minutes or so. The write-up on Wiki was very, very bare bones. So everything that you just heard were notes that I took during the program in order to give you guys a little bit more in depth about the story that unfolds over the course of the 40 minutes there. Obviously, Tom Hanks has a little bit of a stake in the moon and the NASA program and the Apollo missions, having starred as Jim Lovell in Apollo 13, alongside Kevin Bacon and Bill Paxton, Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise's character, Ken Mattingly, who ended up getting to fly on Apollo 16, was supposed to be on the Apollo 13 flight, but got scratched when they thought he had the flu or whatever it was. I believe it was the flu. And they couldn't put him on the ship because if he got sick and got the other astronauts sick, it could have been a disaster. Of course, the Apollo 13 flight was a disaster anyway. Anybody that's ever seen the film knows what happened on that mission, but I digress. It was kind of cool seeing and hearing some of those names from that film pop up in this and getting to hear, you know, from some of them about what was going through their minds and what they thought as they were conducting these missions out. And even some of those actors coming and participating in this, you know, we had Bill Paxton, we had Gary Sinise, obviously Tom Hanks was our narrator. So we had three of the people that performed in that film back doing quotes and whatnot for some of the astronauts that were involved in these missions. It was kind of cool to see that kind of come back, come full circle. A lot of other frequent Hanks contributors, part of this film, Rita Wilson, his son Colin, Peter Scolari, etc. I thought this was a really good documentary, really well put together. I'm kind of glad that it was as short as it was, because I feel like if it had gone more than an hour, I probably would have started to lose interest and get bored. 40 minutes to an hour, I think is perfect for something along these lines. It kept me glued to the television, focused on everything that was going around. And I'm honestly not usually a huge fan of documentaries unless it's something that I already care about. Wrestling documentaries, music documentaries, documentaries about movies, etc. I've never really been the biggest space nut. Maybe when I was little and the age of some of the kids that they were asking questions of in the beginning of this film, maybe around then, you know, 7, 8, 9, I was more into space. But as I got older and I got into my teens, it never really appealed to me all that much. I've never been on the side that thought the moon landing was a hoax. I've always felt that that was very, very much real, but just never appealed to me the way it did other people. However, that being said, when it comes to my rating of this film, I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 5. I felt like it was done very well. There was a little bit of room for improvement. I would have liked to have seen more talking head type of interviews with the astronauts, as opposed to Hollywood stars reading quotes from the astronauts. I know we've probably lost quite a few of them, but I'm sure there's archive footage from the times that they were in space, or maybe going on to television shows after their missions, whatnot, Carson, Letterman, even going to Leno or something like that. I'm sure there's something somewhere where they could have used legitimate interview footage of at least some of these astronauts, and then the others that maybe there wasn't anything of, or the footage was just too grainy, not up to par quality-wise, could have been voiced over by some of the celebrities that we had. That's probably my only real critique and why I knock it down to 3 out of 5 stars instead of giving it maybe 4 stars. That's just my own opinion. What do you guys think out there? Those of you that have seen Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon, let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on the social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we discuss The Da Vinci Code, starring Tom Hanks, Audrey Tautou, Ian McKellen, Alfred Molina, and Paul Bettany. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at the first out of the trilogy that brought us The Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and Inferno. And we take a look at The Da Vinci Code. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in for the premiere today, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, to all my loyal fans and friends out there, the viewers that tuned in just a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans who tune in on a regular basis, showing me that love, showing me that support, digging up those old clips from the archives in an effort to help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this endeavor. Thank you very much to each and every one of you who joined me and tuned in here today. And I will see you guys next time.